This presentation was compiled in order to familiarize you with the features and functions of your newly acquired BMW. We suggest that you take the next 40 minutes to listen to this tape, so that you may discover the finer details that make driving a BMW an experience of sheer driving pleasure. The ignition switch is combined with a steering lock. To disengage the steering lock, insert the ignition key and turn it clockwise to the first stage of ignition. This position releases the steering lock, though it may be necessary to turn the wheel slightly to disengage it completely. In this position, which is the first ignition stage, electrical accessories such as the radio will become functional. Turn the key further to position 2, and the red battery charge lamp and oil pressure warning lamp will be illuminated. In the case of the 528i and 535i models, a triangular yellow indicator light situated between the speedometer and the tachometer will begin to flash. This is the check control system. On the check panel above the interior rear view mirror, the brake light warning light will also be illuminated. Due to the specific design of the check control system, these two lights remain on until the brake pedal has been depressed after starting the vehicle. In position 3 of the ignition switch, the starter motor is activated. When starting the engine, whether cold or hot, the accelerator pedal need not be depressed at all, as the fuel injection system now fitted to all BMW models in South Africa automatically makes the necessary fuel mixture adjustments for engine starting. If the engine does not start on the first attempt, the key must be returned to position 1 before restarting. The car may be driven as soon as the engine has been started. Your BMW's engine is brought to the normal operating temperature most efficiently by driving the car at a moderate speed. The BMW system of seat height and angle adjustment, combined with an adjustable steering column, is designed to enable drivers of all sizes to obtain an optimum driving position. That is, to obtain an optimum combination of seat height plus leg and arm reach for a more comfortable drive. To adjust the seat forward and backward, lift the short lever at the front of the seat cushion and slide the seat either backwards or forwards to suit the reach of your legs. Seat height and angle adjustment is standard on the driver's seats of all BMWs and enables one to adjust the front and rear portions of the seat cushion individually. Push the black lever between the seat cushion and the handbrake lever forward and hold in this position whilst tilting the front portion of the cushion either down or up to the required height. Pull the same lever backwards and hold whilst depressing or elevating the rear portion of the seat cushion. Seat height adjustment is also fitted to the front passenger seat of 520i Executive, 528i and 535i models. The angle of the backrest can also be adjusted. This is done by lifting the black lever between the seat and the door and then either ease the backrest backwards or allow it to move forward under its own tension. Release the lever once the desired angle has been obtained. The steering wheel can be adjusted to suit the driver's arm reach. Pull the lever located underneath the steering column down. Move the steering wheel backwards or forwards to the required reach and return the lever to the original lock position. To adjust the backrest angle on Recaro seats, rotate the black dial on the outer side of the backrest. Front head restraints are adjusted by depressing the black button on the top left side of the backrest and lifting the head restraint to the height of one's head. As head restraints are not a comfort feature, but one of safety, they should not be adjusted to rest one's head on, but rather to prevent the head from snapping backwards in the event of a collision. The head restraints should therefore always be adjusted to a level in line with the back of your head and not in a manner which cradles the nape of the neck. In addition, the driver's door mirror on all BMW models is electrically adjustable from the inside. This is operated by the button on the driver's door. Moving the button up, down, towards or away from you will alter the angle of the mirror in relation to the ground or the side of the car respectively. On the 518i Executive, 520i Executive, all 528i and the 535i models, an electrically adjustable passenger door mirror is fitted. To adjust this mirror, move the toggle switch located next to the mirror adjustment button into its lower position and adjust it in the same way as the driver's mirror. The combination of the various seat, steering wheel and exterior mirror adjustments will assist you to find a comfortable driving position with maximum visibility, thereby decreasing driver fatigue and increasing safety. The interior light has an override rocker switch situated on the extreme right of the fascia panel beside the fog lamp switch. This three-way switch gives you the choice of having the interior light either on or off while the doors are closed. In the upper position, the interior light will come on, and in the lower position, it will remain off. While in the central position, the light will come on immediately one of the four doors is opened. On the 520i Executives, all 528i and 535i models, this light incorporates a time delay that keeps the interior light on for a short period after the driver and passengers have entered the car. This feature allows you to insert the key in the ignition and fasten your seatbelt in the light without switching on the interior light or without having to keep one of the doors open. The light will then go off automatically after 10 seconds or when the car is started, whichever occurs first. The toggle switch on the fascia panel to the right of the steering column, marked Lights, operates the parking lights and headlights. The main beam lights are activated by pushing the indicator stalk forward, which is on the left-hand side of the steering column. To activate either the left-hand or right-hand parking lights, first turn off all lights, then leave the indicator stalk in either the left or right position. If this facility is not required, especially if your car is going to be parked overnight or longer, please ensure that the indicator stalk remains in the central position to avoid an unnecessary drain on the battery. The intensity of the instrumentation lighting can be adjusted by rotating the button to the left of the light switch. The toggle switch to the right of the light switch, marked Fog, operates the fog lights. In the case of models which are fitted with front fog lamps as standard equipment, the front fog lights are activated by moving the switch up to the central position in conjunction with either the park or dimmed headlights. A green light below the speedometer will indicate that the front fog lights are illuminated. As soon as the headlights are switched to bright, the front fog lights will automatically switch off. The reason for this is that one should never drive in fog on main beam, as this creates a reflective glare which severely impairs forward visibility. The upper position of the fog light switch activates the dual rear fog lights in addition to the front fog light. These are fitted to all BMW models. The rear fog lamps will also only be illuminated in conjunction with the park or headlamps, and when activated, an amber light will be illuminated below the speedometer. Since the rear fog lamps emit a high intensity light, they should only be used while driving in fog or dusty conditions. Under normal conditions, their intensity will be a hindrance to drivers following. In the case of those models factory fitted with only rear fog lamps, these lamps can be activated by placing the switch in either the central or upper positions. Other lights on the instrument panel include, from left to right, a red light illustrating a circle in dotted brackets, which indicates brake pad wear. This light will only be illuminated once the brake pads are worn to an extent where they require attention. The next red light, illustrating a circle in brackets, will be illuminated to indicate that there is insufficient brake fluid in the braking system. Then there's a red light illustrating a circle around the letter P, which is the handbrake on warning light. The red warning light with an oil can illustration will indicate insufficient oil or oil pressure whilst the engine is running. Finally, you'll also see a red light with a battery illustration, which will indicate that the battery is not being charged whilst the engine is running. The windscreen wiper lever on the right-hand side of the steering column has five positions. The first position up activates an intermittent action of the wipers, causing the wipers to make a single sweep at brief intervals. The next position activates the normal speed of the wipers, and the uppermost position will activate the fast wipe speed. The first position down activates the single wipe facility. If the stalk is held against the spring loading, the wipe action will continue until the stalk is released. If the lever is pulled towards the steering wheel, the automatic wash wipe mechanism will operate. The wipers will run for a short period after the lever is released so as to dry the windscreen. The washer fluid tank is located at the front right-hand side of the engine compartment. Only windscreen wash additives as supplied by your BMW dealer should be added to the washer container. Normal household detergents are likely to cause blockages in the washer system and tend to coat the windscreen with a film which causes the wiper blades to shudder. The BMW service interval indicator, which has been introduced to all five series models, provides for individual maintenance intervals. This means that now the maintenance intervals of your car will be based on the specific workload and operating conditions that your car is subjected to, instead of being based on the rigid distance-linked system. The service interval indicator consists of a row of five green lights and a yellow reminder light, followed by three red final warning lights. Above this row of lights are two larger light panels. The one on the left is the oil service indicator, and the one on the right, the inspection indicator. How does the service interval indicator work? The service interval indicator stores data, such as engine speed, water temperature, distance driven, and the time since the last service inspection. When the ignition is turned on, five green lights will be illuminated initially. One by one, these lights will go out, from left to right, at intervals depending on the driving conditions and driving style. It'll be noticed that the distance intervals between the extinction of these lights will be greater on vehicles driven primarily over longer distances than vehicles subjected to short distance driving. Likewise, economical driving will extend the interval as opposed to aggressive or sporty driving. The green lights go out once the engine's been started. After all five green lights have gone out, an oil service or inspection is due, and one of the larger panels, either oil service or inspection, together with the yellow light next to the green lights, will be illuminated one by one. These three red lights, together with the yellow light and the oil service or inspection light, remain on after the engine has been started, in order to remind you that the car requires a service. When the vehicle is serviced, the dealer will reset the service interval indicator. After an oil service, it is possible that not all five green lights will be illuminated, as the memory retains details of driving conditions, and, based on that, will indicate the interval to the inspection becoming due. After an inspection, the memory is cleared, and all five green lights will again be illuminated. Even if the car is not driven, the service interval indicator will remember the time since the last service and indicate an inspection after 11 months anyway. Your new BMW requires a running-in check at 2,000 kilometers. The service interval indicator is not reset after this running-in check. In summary, the service interval indicator results in service intervals based on individual driving style and conditions, and not merely on distance covered. Drivers with a moderate style of driving out of city traffic will therefore experience longer distances between service than would an aggressive or city driver. Besides the cost and time-saving factors connected with the actual service, this system ensures that the car is serviced as and when required, and helps to ensure the long running life of the vehicle, which in turn improves the resale value. For further details on this feature, please refer to the separate booklet on the service interval indicator, which is in the glove compartment together with the owner's handbook. The ventilation system comprises of two rotary knobs and three slide controls above the center console. The left-hand rotary knob provides the desired cold-warm adjustments and incorporates a temperature scale. And the right-hand rotary knob operates the three-stage fan. The three slide controls in the middle provide upward air distribution by means of the top slide, fresh air control to the fascia vents by means of the middle slide, and downward air distribution to the footwells by means of the bottom slide. Moving the controls to the far left will switch off all the respective air supplies. The four fascia vents and the grill facing upwards on the top of the instrument panel provide fresh air only and are not affected by the heater system. These vents are adjustable in terms of direction and output and can be closed off independently by means of the rotary dials incorporated in each vent. Airflow from the fascia vents can be boosted by means of the fan. There are five air outlets for demisting purposes, three to the windscreen, and two round ventilation grills in a fixed position directed at the side windows. For maximum demisting, move the top slide control to the right-hand extreme, move the other two slides to the left-hand extreme in the off position, set the temperature control dial to the maximum heat of 32 degrees Celsius, and set the fan to maximum speed. Generally speaking, the flow of air to the footwells would be used for warming the interior of the car. Move the bottom slide control to the right-hand extreme and close the upper slide control. In this mode, the airflow will be directed at both the front and rear footwells. All BMW 5 Series models now have an electronic temperature control, which allows for the exact adjustment of the desired heat. Once set at the desired heat, as indicated in degrees Celsius on the temperature dial, the temperature of the passenger compartment is maintained fairly accurately. The heat is controlled by a temperature sensor in the driver's footwell and an additional sensor which measures the temperature of the air coming out of the heater. These sensors compare the actual temperature with the desired temperature, and should there be any variance, will automatically adjust the heater output. It can thus be seen that you have a flow of warm air to either the windscreen or the footwells, or both these areas, while still having a flow of fresh, cool air from the fascia vents. Fresh air can also be directed to either the windscreen or the footwells by setting the temperature dial to the extreme of the blue zone. Fully integrated air conditioning is fitted as standard equipment to all Executive 5 Series models, all 528i models, and the 535i. To activate the air conditioner, depress the rectangular button between the temperature dial and the slide controls. When the air conditioner is on, this button will be illuminated in blue. The temperature dial should be set to the desired temperature in the blue zone, and the center slide control should be moved to the left-hand extreme so as to shut off the flow of uncooled air. Whilst the air conditioner is in operation, the airflow to the windscreen and the footwells is automatically shut off. The flow of the air conditioner can be boosted by the use of the three-speed fan, and the four fascia outlets can be adjusted for optimum directional flow. When the heater is being used, the air conditioner button should not be activated. The air conditioner should be turned on for a few minutes every second week, even in winter, in order to ensure that the system remains fully charged. An active check control system is fitted to all 528i and 535i models. This check control constantly monitors seven vehicle functions while the car is running. These functions are indicated on the control panel above the interior rear view mirror and will inform you of any malfunction as and when it occurs. In the event of a malfunction, a yellow indicator light with a triangular symbol in the center of the instrument panel will flash, together with the relevant function designation light on the check control panel. As this yellow light is in your line of vision, it will immediately alert you to any malfunction that might develop. This yellow light can be cancelled by pressing the test button on the check control panel. However, the malfunction will continue to be displayed by the red light on the check control panel. This light will only cancel once the defect has been repaired. The yellow indicator light, as well as the brake light's warning light on the control panel, both illuminate when the ignition is turned on. These two lights are not extinguished until the brake pedal has been depressed. In addition to cancelling the central warning light, the test button can also be used to check whether the various functions of the check control are operating properly before the engine is started. All warning lights, as well as the illumination of the function designations, will come on when the test button is activated whilst the ignition is turned on. When the test button is released, the red warning lights will go off unless there is a defect in a specific system. The function designations will remain illuminated for a further 5 seconds and then also go off. The engine oil level check will alert you before the oil level reaches the minimum level and thereby avoid any damage to the engine. This check also avoids time-consuming oil level checks when refueling. A fuel consumption indicator is integrated into the lower section of the tachometer of the 528i and the 535i models. This indicator gives an accurate reading of the fuel consumption at any given moment in litres per 100 kilometres. The indicator enables you to see at any given time exactly what your fuel consumption is, thereby enabling you to adjust your driving style if required. Electrically operated windows are fitted to all 520i and 528i executive models, as well as to the 535i. Control buttons are situated on the center console for all four doors, whilst the rear doors have individual buttons. You will notice that the up buttons have a raised dome, whilst the down buttons have a depression to enable you to identify the buttons by touch. The black button between the right-hand set of buttons enables the driver to lock the rear windows and will override the operation of the rear window buttons. In this way, children, for example, seated in the rear, can be prevented from opening the windows. You can operate the windows from the console buttons without the ignition being turned on by simply opening the driver's door and then activating the required button. In the event of overloading, a circuit breaker on the panel to the lower left of the steering column will trip. To reset the circuit, simply depress this black button. Central locking is fitted as standard equipment to the 520i Executive, all 528i models, and the 535i. This system permits the locking and unlocking of all doors, the boot lid, and fuel filler flap simultaneously from the driver's door lock. To override the unlocking of the boot through the central locking system, turn the lock slot to the vertical position. With the boot lock in this position, the boot cannot be unlocked via the central locking system or with the silver service key. Therefore, when your car is in for a service or left at a parkade where you're required to leave the keys in the car, you can lock any valuables in the boot and then leave the silver key with the car. In the event of a collision, all doors will automatically be unlocked. All automatic 5 series are fitted with an electronic speed control. The speed control is activated by a selector lever below the wipe wash lever on the right-hand side of the steering column, which enables you to hold a constant speed between 25 and 160 kilometers per hour. To engage a desired cruising speed, push the selector forward, hold it in this position, and the car will accelerate. Once the lever is released, the actual momentary speed will be maintained. The speed control is cancelled when braking, but the original speed can be resumed by pulling the selector lever towards the steering wheel and then releasing the lever. The memory of the system cancels when the ignition is turned off or when engaging the neutral position on the gear selector. In these cases, a new cruising speed has to be reselected. By moving the selector lever either up or down to the off positions, the speed control will be cancelled temporarily. But the last speed stored in the memory can be resumed again by pulling the lever towards the steering wheel and then releasing it. All BMW models have a socket for a rechargeable hand lamp in the glove compartment. The hand lamp is supplied with 518i and 520i executive models, all 528i models, and the 535i. These handy lamps can be purchased as an accessory from your BMW dealer, if not fitted as standard equipment in your model. The bonnet release catch is situated on the left-hand side of the glove compartment. Pull the lever to open the bonnet and the lever will return to its normal position. To close the bonnet, push it back towards the windscreen on a horizontal plane by applying pressure on the BMW emblem. Please also use the same principle when closing the boot. By applying pressure on the BMW emblem, you'll avoid unsightly indentations to the bodywork of your car. Ensure that the car is always refueled with the right grade of petrol, 98 octane at the coast and 93 octane elsewhere. The economy of your BMW depends on your driving style and the condition of your BMW's engine. Fast acceleration and heavy braking causes uneconomical operation of the car. Warming up the engine by letting it idle is uneconomical practice. Just 3 minutes at idle speed costs as much as 1 kilometer on the open road. Driving the car immediately after starting is the quickest and most economical way of warming up a cold engine. The engine is most efficient at normal operating temperature, and it can therefore be seen that short trips will cause a higher fuel consumption, since the engine does not have the chance to warm up to the optimum running temperature. Do not accelerate to high engine revs through the gears. On manual models, change to the higher and more economical fourth and fifth gears as soon as possible without laboring the engine. Try to maintain a constant speed on open roads and avoid using full throttle for any length of time. Check and maintain tire pressures regularly. 0.5 bar under the specified pressure will increase the rolling resistance and thereby the fuel consumption of a car. The carrying of unnecessary weight or a roof rack will increase fuel consumption. Also, drive with all windows closed whenever possible. On 528i models, if you lift your foot off the accelerator on a downhill or when approaching a stop street, the throttle switch off will ensure that your car uses no fuel whatsoever at engine speeds above 1200 revs per minute. On 535i models, this is efficient above 3500 revs per minute. Your consumption indicator will reflect this situation, enabling you to see the effects of this feature. Have your car serviced regularly by a BMW dealer and insist on original BMW replacement parts. These parts have been accurately engineered to maximum efficiency. Regular servicing can produce fuel saving of up to 10%. Check your car's fuel consumption regularly and accurately. This will enable you to keep a control on your driving methods and will indicate when your car requires minor engine adjustments. We trust you will derive sheer driving pleasure from your BMW.